This is Aeneid, Book 1, lines 60 through 70. All right, so this is right after where we're describing the strength of the winds and what King Iolaus has to do to control them. So why does he, you know, do this? It says, said Pater Omnipotens, but the all-powerful father, who of course is Jupiter. Speluncis atris ab didit, hid them in dark caves. Now, the word them is not here. It's just implied that he's talking about he hid them, because it would be very unlikely that the all-powerful father hid in dark caves. So what did he conceal? What did he hide? He hid them. Hoc metuens, fearing this. Fearing what? Fearing that they would break loose and they would sweep away the skies and the seas and the lands and basically the destruction of the world. That's what he was fearing. Imposuit in super, placed on top, and again, of them, molimque ad montis altos. Literally, the mass and high mountains. This is a true Hindiatus. It is the massive high mountains. So fearing this, he placed on top the massive high mountains. Regim quae dedet, and he gave the king foedere certo, with a certain a fixed agreement, qui sciret, who might know, usus, when ordered, et, both, to control the reins and to give loose reins, dare laxus. All right, so he would know basically when to restrain them and when to let them go. So still, we're talking about them as if they are thoroughbred horses. You even have the word habenus here, reins. Ad quem tum, so to whom, then, okay, so to whom, to Iolaus, then Juno, suplex, humbly. As a suppliant, okay, so humble Juno, usa est, used, his vocabus, these words. All right, so you got that vocabus there, ablative, it's with that deponent verb, utor. All right, so to whom then Juno, humble, used these words. Iolaus, namque, for, the pater divum, the father of the gods, atque rex hominum, and the king of the men, tibi dedit. Has given to you. Okay. Et mulcere fluctus, both to soothe the waves, et tollere fluctus, and to raise them, vento, with the wind. Okay, so basically saying, hey, you have this power. This is what Jupiter's given to you. Gens inimica, a people hostile, mihi, to me. Tyrrhenum icor, now we got, is sailing the Tyrrhenian Sea. Portans Ilium, victosque Penates, carrying Troy, and the conquered Penates in Italium, into Italy. Incute vem ventis, strike force with the winds. I've also seen this translated as strike force to the winds. Another possible translation is to say strike with forceful winds and make this vem ventis more of a Hindiatus. Okay, seen all three of those. So strike force with the wind, strike force to the wind, strike with forceful winds. Submersasque pupes obrue, and crush their sunken ships. Okay, so this would be a foreshadowing, a prolepsis, because their ships aren't sunk yet. Okay, so crush their sunken ships. Aut age diversos, or drive the scattered men, et disjice capora ponto, and scatter their bodies on the sea. All right, so you got four infinitives here, strike, crush, drive, scatter. And all of those things are pretty much part of the prolepsis. Their ships aren't sunk yet. They haven't been scattered yet. They're not dead yet. And so definitely foreshadowing for what's coming next. Right, so go back and translate the whole thing again. But the all-powerful Father hid them in dark caves, fearing this, and placed high, massive mountains on top. And he gave the king, who with a fixed contract, who might know when ordered both to control the reins or give loose reins. To whom, them, Juno, humble, use these words. Iolus, for the father of the gods and the king of men is given to you both to soothe the waves and to lift them with the winds. A people hostile to me is sailing the Tyrrhenian Sea, carrying Troy and the conquered Canates into Italy. Strike with forceful winds and crush their sunken ships, or drive the scattered men and scatter their bodies on the sea.